we were in a house, the five of us on a bare mattress on the floor, and she was going out drinking. The police knocked on the door one day and found us all there.
So who was looking after you?
My elder brother.
Right. How old was he?
7.
So a 4-year-old being looked after by a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. Not ideal at all.
Not great.
Do you remember when the police came and knocked on the door that night?
No, I don't remember that night, but I remember when they served her with a care order saying that we were going to be taken away. The two police cars turned up with two social workers, said that we were going to be taken away, and I didn't really want to leave my mum at the time. And I ran down a hill that we were living, and my brother ran after me and sort of picked me up and took me back to the house, and then we were taken away.
You went into the care home system?
Yes.
Tell us what that's like.
Well, I shared a bed with 4 of the boys. We had staff coming in. There was 3 or 4 staff on a day, and it would change. At 3 o'clock, the shift handover would change. So it'd be different staff all the time. Then we'd get the night staff in. You just did your daily routine. You got up for breakfast in the morning, got ready for school, came home and, you know, kind of associated with the other young people that were there. You're only supposed to be in a children's home for 6 months, and I was there for 7.5, 8 years. So seeing kids coming in and then going out and me wondering, when's my turn? They just couldn't find the right sets of foster carers for me. I had a few behavioural issues. I'd gone through a lot of traumatic things. So because I didn't have anybody to sort of talk to or hug, I used to show my emotions in anger or have tantrums.
I bet you did. And did you get any contact with your mum at all at that time?
For the first 4 or 5 years, it was once every 6 months because we were on the child protection register. It was all supervised visits. I remember seeing her and thinking, okay, I know this lady, but obviously I left her when I was 4. So we had a bond, but I didn't really know her as a person. So she used to come and visit and I'd be like, oh yeah, it's my mum, hey. It was at about the age of 9. I went to live with a foster family.
So from 4 until 9, all of those years were spent in a care home?
Yes.
My word. So at 9, what happened?
At 9, I was introduced to a couple. They'd made a life storybook because it looked like they were a good set of foster carers for me. About over a 6-month period, I met them, went for dinner with them, stayed at their house for weekends, and then it was decided that it was the correct placement. And I moved in to live with them. Unfortunately, after 1.5 years, they got divorced. I chose to stay with the foster mother because we had a really good bond. That was the best summer ever. We went on holiday. We went out all the time. It was me and her. And then she met somebody else. And I kind of got forgotten about then as well.
And where did you go from there?
Back to a children's home. It was only about 5 or 6 weeks. And then I went to a respite placement that I actually knew from the children's home because they had fostered another boy from the children's home. So I went to stay with them as a respite and ended up staying there for about 3 years. But then our relationship broke down. After that, I was put into a sort of a hostel situation to live by myself.
And how old were you?
Coming up to 16, I was going through my GCSEs.
Where did you learn? Because you seem a nice person. I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you now, and what I'm getting from you is kind of, you seem a calm and a sweet-natured person. Where did you get love from?
Probably my dog when I was younger. That's about it.
So you had a dog?
Uh-huh.
What, in the care home?
No, it was with the set of foster carers.
Right.
So just for that 3-year period.
Right. And that dog became...
She was my best friend.
So when you left that particular foster home, you had to leave the dog as well?
Yes. A very tearful time.
Yeah, I bet. Were there many tears throughout these years?
Yes, a lot.
Do you ever have any contact with your brothers and sisters now?
I had contact with my elder sister at the age of 14. And when I met her, I thought it was going to be, like, surprise, surprise, the tears. It wasn't. It was me walking into a room and there was a girl sat there who I was told was my sister because I didn't have any memories, really.
Right.
We started having a relationship and were writing to each other, phone calls, visits. I didn't really like the person that she was, and we didn't really have anything in common apart from our blood. I lost contact with her. My younger brother and sister, I think about 8 years ago, tried to contact, and I chose not to because I don't want to go through the same thing again.